4.
When has a beer party gotten so much attention? The president, the professor, the policeman, and the plunderer all gathered around at the White House. What a photo op that turned out to be. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to get back to that in a second. Also, Nancy Pelosi says blame the insurance company for the health care mess. And now that Obama's deadline won't be met, the Democrats, many of them anyway, are saying the media screwed up. They created this false date. Yeah, right. Funny People hits the big screen. We'll have a cheap preview of it. Plus, we have birthdays and this day in history. As for birthdays, I wonder what J.K. Rowling is doing right now, because I think she's in England. So it is officially her birthday. She is the mum to Harry Potter, the author of those very successful books and then movies, 43 years old. And also Wesley Tax Evasion Snipes. I loved White Man. White men can't jump. White men can't do it. Remember he was in that movie? Great movie. Also, another movie that he was in, Rising Sun, I liked as well. 46 years old, Wesley Snipes. We got a slew of others. I think you're going to recognize, now that I took those two off the board, probably 7 of them when we finally get to birthdays. But let's get back to the beer fest at the White House afterwards. And it was so strange because I was flipping around to see what people were saying. And sure enough, it didn't matter what you were watching, if it was the Situation Room, whatever. They had these live shots where they were showing Beergate and then having groups of people talk about racism. And was this racially charged? And what can we do in the future? And how do we avoid these kind of things? And all that sort of stuff. And it was just crazy. It was like the event was going on, and there were these announcers trying to describe what should be happening at the moment when nobody knows really what was said. Afterwards, Sergeant James Crowley, the officer who arrested Professor Gates, and then the whole thing blew open, as we know, for the past week, had this to say to the media.
We had a cordial and productive discussion today with the President, Vice President, and Professor Gates. We have all agreed that it is important to look forward rather than backward. Issues important to all of us will form the basis of discussions between Professor Gates and me in the days and weeks to come. Professor Gates and I bring different perspectives to these issues and have agreed that both perspectives should be addressed in an effort to provide a constructive outcome to the events of the past month.
All right, by the way, there was a new poll that was done by the Pew Research Center, which you all know is nonpartisan, okay? They found that 41% disapprove of the president's handling of Gates' arrest, compared with 29% who approve. The poll also found that nearly 80% of Americans are now aware of Obama's comments on the matter. Of course, what were his comments? He said that the police acted stupidly, and then, as he described, the next day, everything ratcheted up. And for an entire week, a lot of people have been weighing in on this subject.
And how about a beer?
Of racial profiling as well. You know what? And there was controversy heading into this over what kind of beer they were going to drink at this beer party at the White House. Jim Cook, who is the master brewer for Samuel Adams, was on CNBC, and he had some thoughts.
Well, we are happy that, you know, the president is sort of focused on the serious issues. But to me, it's a great day for beer, and it brings beer back to its original, you know, purpose as something that was there when the Declaration of Independence was written. Yeah, I think it really underscores the difficulty that, you know, very small brewers like Sam Adams, we're less than 1%, so we're not even small, we're tiny. It shows you how hard it is in the beer business to, you know, get your beer onto the shelves and into the consumer's hands, no matter how good it is, because it is this industry dominated by giants.
Only that could happen in America. It would be about the beer and not about racial profiling. There would be one other angle there. By the way, for the record, Barack Obama, the president, his beer of choice was Bud Light. For VP Joe Biden, there it is. He went non-alcoholic. Buckler. I never even heard of Buckler. O'Doul's, yes, but not Buckler. I apologize if somebody from that brewery is listening to me. Harvard professor Gates actually did go with a Sam Adams. He had Samuel Adams Light, so Jim Cook didn't realize that. Maybe he changed his beer because originally, supposedly, Red Stripe was what he was going to have. Red Stripe, sorry, not a fan. Cambridge, Massachusetts Police Sergeant James Crowley. I like this beer. I had one of these when I went to Chicago and I was at a Cubs game. A lot of the pubs and stuff, this was very, very popular there. Blue Moon. So you are up to date as far as the beer menu is concerned. So here's the deal. Was this ridiculously blown out of proportion? What say you, America? We're going to take our own little mini poll. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. While the beer summit was going on, there were other things happening, believe it or not, in Washington, and it includes, I mean, look, we've known this all along. Forget the deadline. It is not a media-imposed deadline. Barack Obama sent Rahm Emanuel to the Hill weeks ago when he was in Russia and then moved on to Italy for the G8. So the idea was, let's get health care passed. Let's push this. The media did not impose a deadline. Sorry to say, they can't blame it on any scribe or any TV person or any talk show host in radio or any radio news reporters. None of that. They can't, because they're the ones who came up with the date themselves. And naturally, now that so many people have found out about health care reform, some of the more specific things about it, guess what? We, the people, are starting to complain. I was talking to somebody today who's a congressional page, and they said, you know, really, honestly, they're getting a lot of emails and a lot of phone calls. So congratulations to all the people who are shouting from the rooftops what they prefer to happen, because this is our future. This is health care. If it's health care for everybody, then, you know, we should have a say in what this overhaul is going to look like. So naturally, the health care overhaul is moving very, very slowly, as it should. Take the August break, come back, let people digest a little bit more, and hash it out. If it's taken this long, for goodness sake, to even get to the point where the discussion is all about health care, I don't understand why it has to go through in 4 weeks. It makes absolutely no sense to me. And the Republicans have their own plan up their sleeve. We talked about it a little bit on our last show. It's under a trillion what they believe is on the table. $700 billion actually is what the Republicans are talking about. And we'll give you a little bit of that too, a little bit of the plans, a little bit more, as I found out some of the specific things that they're talking about, not just the broad strokes, but some of the specifics. And one, we've already mentioned, the employer mandate thing would be out the window, and the individual mandate would be out the window as well. So I'm going to pop these numbers out. We're going to take a phone call or two, and then we're going to go to Dave Crenshaw, who's going to talk about multitasking. You know, it comes up with the texting and everything. Can you really be good at multitasking? I think I'm pretty good at it. 800-259-5791. Kate, happy to be swinging out with you here on ATN.
How's it been, Norm?
Fame, fortune, fat women.
Yeah. How about a beer?
Even better.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
To me, multitask. Please do not tell me you are driving around and you are text messaging. That's for you, Matt Johnson. You know I love you, but I don't want you getting in any accident in Minneapolis, wrapping yourself around some pole. And of course, Matt is our technical director here on America Tonight, and he admits that at stoplights and stuff, he does texts. And we see now what's happened with these train accidents and the auto accidents we're seeing, cell phones, I told you this before, people reading the paper, people putting on makeup, people just distracted, and that's just driving. Does multitasking work? Some people say yes, even in job interviews a lot of times, and this can be, depending on the person, can be either negative or positive. They may ask you if you multitask. In fact, I know a lot of people recently at the executive level that have had that question asked to them, somewhere wrapped around in it about do they multitask well. Joining us now is Mr. Crenshaw. That would be Dave Crenshaw. He is the author of Multitasking, How Doing It All Gets Nothing Done. Dave, thanks for hanging with us on ATN. I bet you're not a multitasker.
I'm sorry, just a sec. Let me close down my browser window so I can be prepared for our interview, Kate.
Perfect.
No, certainly not. No, let me rephrase that. I'm a recovering multitasker. I've been free from multitasking now for about 3 years. And it really is, it's a problem that everyone is dealing with and needs to learn the truth about multitasking and how it's giving them the opposite results of what they're trying to achieve.
Right, and isn't it that people think, well, if I can do all these things at once, boom, 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 I can get the results. I can do sales. I can have, as you said, your browser open and you're talking to somebody, you're on a sales call or you're in a media meeting and you're looking at other things, your Facebook and all these other things, and you have to be a little bit distracted, right?
Well, the problem is the brain is not able to handle multiple active tasks at the same time. What it's really doing is switching back and forth rapidly between those tasks. So people feel as if they're getting multiple things done at the same time. But what they're really doing is switching back and forth. And every time you make that switch, it's actually taking you longer because you're incurring something called switching cost. It's just that transition time. So you're actually getting a whole lot less done when multitasking. And that's just the first part of the many problems.
Yeah, how scary is it that we're seeing this, especially now? I think it's gotten worse because of text messaging. I was at a meeting a couple of weeks ago, and this was like a real button-down meeting, and the guys that at the meeting definitely were in their 60s. They were text messaging during the meeting. They were distracted, two of them out of the six. I could not believe it. But it's not just at meetings, but I was just mentioning this. It's in the car, too. Something has to be done about the texting thing. I think it's also dangerous, but don't you think that encourages multitasking, the texting deal?
Well, it's what I like to say is that technology isn't the problem. You know, people like to say, "Oh, I blame technology." I mean, I saw one university professor that actually has a website that says, "I don't accept email anymore. If you want to talk to me, pick up the phone or mail me a letter." And it's ridiculous. You can't put your head in the sand and say, I'm not going to do this stuff anymore.
Right.
What it requires, though, is learning an entire new set of skills. Technology has evolved, but we have not evolved with our use of the technology.
So that's what we have to do. We have to know when to turn it off and to turn it on, right? What would you suggest? Because there are a lot of people that have this disease that you say that you had, and now, you know, 3 years ago, and you've pulled yourself out of it and you find that you're productive. What do you think the first step is to getting away from multitasking?
Well, the first step, Kate, really is coming to a full understanding of what multitasking truly costs you. In fact, I put up a test that your listeners can take for free if they go to davecrenshaw.com/America. I set that up just for your listeners. And they can take a test, it'll take them 2 minutes, and they can experience the three effects of multitasking, which is it always takes longer, you always make more mistakes, and your stress levels increase. And first, it just begins with really coming to grips with the fact that when you think you're being more productive, you're not, even though society's been telling you the opposite for so long.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I've even heard the gender thing, that women are better multitaskers than men. Is that true?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When I first started doing this, talking about multitasking and confronting it with executives, I had women corner me and say, oh, well, you're saying that multitasking is a myth, but everyone knows that women can multitask better than men. So I went out and started to look for all the research I could find on the subject. And the best thing I found was a study in rats that said that female rats were more looked at the bigger picture than male rats. I'm not sure exactly how they knew that, but it doesn't say anything about multitasking because it doesn't change the math involved. It doesn't matter whether you're 14 or, you know, 85 or a male or a female. When you multitask, you are always going to incur switching costs.
Yeah, one of the things you say is that you have a better home life, a more balanced home life when you don't multitask. Is that because we're also distracted? We're doing wash, cooking, changing a baby, talking on the phone, and that is multitasking, right?
Absolutely. One of the problems that people have, too, is that they're taking their work home with them. Even if they're not checking their email or responding to the phone at home, mentally, they're still there. I work with a CEO of a very large company, and we took a look at how she was using her time. She accounted for 190 hours of activity in a week. Now, for the unfamiliar, there are only 168 hours of activity that you can possibly achieve in a week. And what she realized is that she thought she was spending her time with her family in the evenings, but what she was doing was spending time in the presence of her family doing stock research, and that's very, very different.
Boy, no kidding. And so if you are a CEO or you're somebody in charge and you're hiring people, and this is really true, Dave, I know people that have been asked the question about multitasking, and in some cases it was considered to be positive. A company,
right.
In what you've done, you found the company would really get a more productive employee if they're focused on what they're doing, right?
Right, right. So if someone gets asked that question in a job interview, the first thing that I suggest is to ask them to clarify what they mean. Because sometimes it's a problem with definitions. It's why I've created two different definitions, switch tasking versus background tasking. And sometimes when a company says, are you good at multitasking, they mean managing multiple projects, which is a necessary skill. But if they say, well, our office environment is just hectic and you're going to get asked lots of questions during the day, then that should be a red flag that, wait a minute, this is a place where the culture has not quite learned all of the negative impacts of multitasking.
Yeah, and definitely there are negative things that can happen. It's like sending emails quickly and then you make a mistake. Or I was with my nephew when he was 3, and you know, really, I doted on the kid when I wasn't doing my show in New York. But a couple of times I'd get a bunch of calls, and I'd get on the cell phone. One time, you know, Dave, he took the cell phone, he threw it in the pool. That was the end of the cell phone. He's 3, and he realizes, hey, my aunt's not giving me attention. I want her attention. Boom, he throws it in. So kids are smart, too. They pick that up in the home, don't you think?
Well, and that's one of the things that I see. I see a lot of adults sort of wringing their hands and saying, oh, teenagers these days, they're texting all the time. Well, where did they learn that behavior from? They see that from their parents. They saw parents carry around cell phones 10 years ago all the time with them. What's the difference? And really the example starts with us in a home context, and I would say in a professional context, the example starts with the leadership. It has to begin with the executives, with the managers.
All right, and so to take the test, they go to DaveCrenshaw.com/America?
Correct.
All right, so we're going to encourage people to do that because I want to see what the results are for this audience. And if they want to get a copy of your book, where can they do that?
It's in all major bookstores. It's published by Josie Bass, and it's available everywhere, Amazon, of course. And it's actually available in, I think, 3 languages as well, beyond English right now as well.
All right. Definitely a great topic that you hit on, for sure. Dave, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in the future.
All right. Thank you very much, Kate.
All right. You're welcome. Dave Crenshaw, as we said, take this test because I want to see how everybody does. I'm curious as to how many multitaskers are out there. And we're going to force Matt Johnson to do it, too. I'll do it as well. But go to the website, DaveCrenshaw.com/America. I have a feeling that we're all multitaskers. I mean, are you doing it at work or are you doing it at home? He makes a good point, though. If you do one project, put it down, you move on to the other thing. It's like to-do list. If you don't finish something, then you move on to the other thing. But it's a hard habit to break. Back to the Beer Fest and other odds and ends on the flip side on ATN.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today. As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Or you went to just go see it yourself. That animated flick is really hauling in after 9 weeks. $283 million, one of the tops at the box office. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to preview some of the movies coming out this week, but I just thought it's interesting to see over the summer what's been so big, and Up has been one of those movies. Another movie from Warner Brothers that seems so dopey when you see the little clips of it, but really resonated, I think, with guys especially. It was like a guy flick versus the chick flick. And our own Matt Johnson saw it, called The Hangover. $247 million this thing has raked in after just 8 weeks. That's pretty good for that kind of a movie. In the meantime, Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen, I said before, I just don't get it. That's just been the blaster. A mere 5 weeks, almost $380 million. Now, that's cumulative, but that's incredible. That's an incredible, incredible number. Harry Potter has only been out 2 weeks, and $221 million so far for Harry Potter, and that may topple Transformers in the end, I think. But there's some interesting movies out there. And, of course, it's summertime. The kid movies do well. Star Trek, it's been out 12 weeks, $254 million. Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian, $173 million. So some of the movies that have raked in bigger money are what you would think. Summertime kids, grandkids, you know, the animated flicks and whatnot. Well, this certainly isn't an animated flick. This is an adult flick, to say the least. Opening this week, a movie that stars Adam Sandler in it, and has, I think, an interesting premise called Funny People. Here's a little slice of this.
What's going on? How are we doing?
Well, your immune system is in the middle of a very serious battle.
Your accent is very thick. You ever notice your accent makes things sound worse than they actually are? You could give good news and I'd still be like, what happened? I'm still dying?
I'm just trying to help you.
Are you mad that you died at the end of Die Hard?
I don't understand the reference.
Kind of looks like those two guys in the second Matrix movie.
And I'm slowly getting a little bit annoyed by this humorous activities from you guys. So I think we have discussed this, and I'm very, very sympathetic to your recovery, and I hope we will succeed with what we are doing.
I've been trying to build this cabinet I bought from you guys for like 6 months. I got
IKEA? That's very funny.
Okay, starring in this movie, as I said, Adam Sandler, but besides Sandler, Seth Rogen is in it as well. He's funny. Leslie Mann, she's good. Eric Bana's in it. Jonah Hill is in this movie, too. It's gotten mixed reviews from the critics, and it's about a comedian who has, as you could hear there, a famous comedian who has a near-death experience, but it's gotten mixed reviews. The Boston Globe said 146 increasingly strained minutes. Ooh, that's not good. Roger Ebert from the Chicago Sun-Times, you know Roger Ebert, Adam Sandler's best performance. The Chicago Trib across town said Judd Apatow tries to make tackling life and death issues and winds up in dramatic purgatory. That's not good. E! Online says packed to the gills with genuinely funny people. So as far as the critics are concerned, it's definitely mixed. I don't know. I think Adam Sandler has been good in the last couple of movies that I've seen of his, and the premise could be interesting. If nothing else, probably for me, I bet I'm not going to rush out and go and see it in the theater, but I would rent this movie. So it probably, for my personal taste, it ends up as a rental. There's another movie that's getting a little bit of buzz, and it's called Aliens in the Attic.
Whoa.
Cool, so these move them, and these operate the arms. Talk about the ultimate Game Boy.
What does that big button do? Whoa! What the? My God!
That would be the on and off button.
Press it again.
Arr! Who did this to my car?
You did, you giant idiot.
You little Bethany.
What?
Why are you hitting me?
Why are you being such a jerk?
No, I don't know.
Revenge is so sweet.
In this movie, it's about kids basically on a family vacation. They're attacked by tiny alien invaders who want to destroy the world. So the parents have no idea about this battle, and the kids are trying to prove it to him. It's an hour and 26 minutes. That's good. It's not a real super long movie. Doris Roberts, remember her from Raymond? She's in this movie. Ashley Tisdale is in the movie as well. Some names that you would recognize. And for kids, it probably could be kind of clever, depending on how old the kids are that you're talking about taking to the movie. But this could do okay at the box office. It's not going to be a runaway hit because I think the movies I mentioned before that are busting it up at the box office are, you know, like Up and The Night at the Museum at the Smithsonian. They're the big summer blockbusters, and chances are that a lot of kids didn't run out and see them the very first week. So they may end up doing, may end up being the fair for most people when they decide to go to the movies and not some of these newer flicks that are coming out. Okay, there are a bunch of other movies that some of them we won't give you the clip, but there are a bunch of other movies that people are talking about coming out this week as well. Like I said, I really honestly think that for the most part, you're going to see people still going to the blockbusters, the Transformers, etc., and foregoing some of the newer ones that they have no clue what they're about. That's part of the problem. If a movie doesn't have enough trailers out there, it's a double-edged sword, and there are not enough people talking about it, then it's got to be word of mouth with the Boy Scouts or kids in the neighborhood or, you know, whatever it might be for that movie to end up being one that the whole kid, you know, the whole group of kids will go and see, like the Aliens one I just mentioned. I hadn't heard anything about it until I started to surf around a little bit, and I'm usually pretty up on the movies. I get a bunch of notes from people on movies, but I hadn't really, to be honest, heard very much about it. Of course, we're knee deep in politics and everything else, and so the big ones I have heard of, but not some of the others. And I still think, like, my nephew wants to go see Star Trek, and even though I saw it, I would take him to probably Star Trek or Up, or I don't think he saw Night at the Museum. Hey, we have one other one we have a clip for. Matt, what's the one movie left that we have a clip for?
It's called Adam.
Oh, that's the one with Rose Byrne in it?
You
is
are
she
correct.
In that?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so Adam is the other one. We'll let you hear a little tiny snippet of that.
Lunchtime is for guy talk. Two guys talking about women, the weather and such. You got it?
But the Star Tracker system...
No.
The woman moved into 3A.
All right. Now that's lunch talk. So?
So that's all?
No. A woman moved into 3A. She looked...
She looked nice.
Good. Good. You gonna meet her?
I did.
You did?
We did laundry. She came to my apartment.
She did?
And I told her something about space.
Oh, Jesus. How'd she take it?
She liked it.
She? Well, bless my stars.
All right, so if you're confused by that movie, you're probably not alone. I think I chose that one because Rose Byrne was in it, but... Basically, Adam is this guy who has lived kind of a sheltered experience. He meets his neighbor, who's drop-dead beautiful, pulls him into her world, and it's kind of a touching little flick. And how plausible is it for them to have a relationship? It's like every guy's fantasy. You're the geeky guy, and you hook up with the attractive girl who's out there. And Amy Irving is in this. Rose Byrne, I already mentioned. Hugh Dancy's in this movie as well, and the critics have said, I copied down a couple of quick things on this. The Hollywood Reporter says it's sensitive but not sentimental, about a romance involving a mentally challenged young man and never has a misstep. The Times in Los Angeles says Hugh Dancy and Rose Byrne are beguiling in the story of a young man and woman who work warmly and diligently toward understanding. So actually it got kind of better write-ups and a bunch of others, too, than Funny People did, which I think will still end up being the big bang at the box office. Hey, coming up around the bend, we have birthdays and this day in history. Of course, one of the big things for this day in history, I already mentioned, Jimmy Hoffa disappeared in 1975. Still today, there are a lot of jokes made about it as to where is Jimmy Hoffa. Also in this day, in 1969, the American space probe Mariner 6 flew by Mars, sending back some images of the red planet. More to come. We'll fill in the blanks in just a few.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful.
Hey, we're just talking about this the other day in the cop music and abuse, this whole texting deal. So the cops say a Buffalo tow truck driver was juggling 2 cell phones. Texting on one and talking on another, he slammed into a car and crashed into a swimming pool. No joke. Yeah, 25-year-old Nicholas Sparks admitted, hey, I was texting, and then he was talking when his flatbed truck just hit the car. I mean, what can you do? And the 68-year-old woman driving the car had head injuries, not good, but is in good condition. Her 8-year-old niece had minor injuries. And he was charged with reckless driving, talking on a cell phone, and following too closely. It wasn't determined whether or not he had a lawyer, but I'm sure he is lawyering up now at this point. Was it really worth it, juggling those phones, please? I always wonder when people say they find, you know, like a mouse or a rat or a piece of something in their food or in their soda, if it's a ploy to try to get money or if it's really true. I mean, of course it could happen, right? The Food and Drug Administration is actually testing a Diet Pepsi can that a Central Florida man said had the remains of a possible rodent inside. Fred Dengry of Ormond Beach took a few sips from the can a couple of weeks ago and he discovered what was inside. He said the rodent was big enough that it wouldn't come out of the can. Oh, that would be the worst. You're just slugging down that Pepsi and something bumps against your lips. Oh, so if it's true, they said they traced the can back to the manufacturing plant in Orlando, didn't find anything wrong with the company's quality controls, and the soda sampling doesn't really mean it couldn't happen. He called poison control the guy who drank the soda after discovery, but he didn't become sick. He said he's a Pepsi fan and he's going to keep drinking it. So apparently he's taking the high road on this. Matt, do you ever have mouse droppings or a rat or anything in your food?
I can't say that I have, so I guess I'm lucky that way.
Just call me lucky.
I know. I mean, I can't believe this guy's not trying to sue him. So maybe
that's what I think.
Yeah, but if he's taking the high road and just kind of going about his business, then maybe it actually happened.
That's what I think too. If he's not saying that, because usually that's what the first thing that comes out. So maybe Pepsi will say, "Oh, this guy's cool, dude. This guy's cool. We're giving him a lifetime of Pepsi. We'll give him like a couple $100,000.
Yeah, they better
make him happy.
Slide him some money, have him sign an agreement, and be done with it before they end up paying him millions."
Yeah, and that could be what happens there. I used to live in Vegas, and this never happened when I lived in Vegas, but this is strange. Police there say a tamed tiger that escaped from a magic act has been captured. They say that people living in the northwest section of Vegas reported seeing this tiger just wandering the streets. And this just happened a short while ago. They say the cat belonged to Fernando Brothers Magic Act. The cat got loose. They got it back into custody. That's the good news. He was found in a neighbor's backyard. Animal control and, of course, the Metro Police have to get involved. They're investigating how could this happen. Could be scary, though. You're jogging down the street. It's kind of a little bit dark. You see something weird. And sure enough, oh, that's a tiger. Yeah, it's not really a dog. Sometimes people get, I don't know, super competitive when they're playing games. I'm sure some of you guys can relate to that are listening to me. I have people in my family that are like that. I don't know if they would go this far, though. This is from Fraser, Michigan. A game of Monopoly has actually landed a Michigan man in jail. 54-year-old guy was playing the board game Sunday night with a female friend. He tried to buy Park Place and Boardwalk from her. When she refused, he hit her in the head, breaking her glasses. I don't mean to laugh. The man was arrested and charged with misdemeanor assault and battery. "I want Park Place now, or I will break your glasses." Yeah. I mean, like I said, some people are like that, just super competitive. I wonder if they're in a dating relationship. I would have to think that they might not be dating after this thing. That's crazy. This may be one of the weirdest stories. GPS, you know, you plug in the GPS thing. I actually have GPS, and the woman has a British voice. Well, from Rome, this story came where two Swedes expecting the golden beaches of the beautiful Italian island of Capri got a shock when a tourist official told them, "Whoa, you are so in the wrong place." They were actually 400 miles off course in the northern town of Carpe after mistyping the name in their GPS. Man, that is pretty bad, the spelling error there. And there's a big difference between those two places, like 400 miles. This day in history, let's jump to it. There are 153 days left in the year. In 1777, the Marquis de Lafayette, a 19-year-old French nobleman, was made a major general in the American Continental Army. And the rest is a history that we're telling you about. 1948, President Harry S. Truman helped dedicate New York International Airport, later named JFK International Airport, at Idlewild Field. If you've ever flown in there, it's one of the busiest airports in the country. Not the busiest, but pretty busy. And a lot of international flights. It's a good place to get some pretty good deals, I think. I used to fly out of there all the time. Here's a couple of others for you. 1991, President George H.W. Bush and Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev signed the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty in Moscow. That was huge. 10 years ago, Chicago authorities say as many as 46 more people died as a result of a relentless heat wave that just crushed much of the nation, including Chicago, and it produced the hottest July on record in New York City. In the meantime, a year ago, three teenagers in Wisconsin were shot to death, sadly, when a gunman opened fire on a group of young people who were gathering to go swimming in a famous river there. Oh, I remember that. That was depressing. All right, let's move on to birthdays, and I guarantee you're going to recognize a bunch of them.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
Entrepreneur Mark Cuban is celebrating a birthday. He is 51. He's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. He wanted to buy the Cubs. He's been aced out of that, I'm sure. And Cuban was also on Dancing with the Stars at one point, if you don't recognize the name. He shares birthday with rock singer Bob Welch, who is 63 years old. Sherry Lansing is a pretty popular woman. You might not recognize her name necessarily, but when I tell you, she was a former movie studio exec. She produced some big flicks, like a bunch of the Michael Douglas movies that were so hot. The one that he did with Glenn Close that was just a blockbuster was called Fatal Attraction. She's 65 years old. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, is 53 years old. He's been in the news a lot lately. I already told you about J.K. Rowling, the author of course, Harry Potter, 44 years old. Actor Dean Cain from Lois and Clark days, 43 years old. Gus Frerotte turns 38 years old. Boy, I used to watch him play way back in the day with the Washington Redskins. Dallas Cowboys linebacker DeMarcus Ware is 27 years old. B.J. Novak, an actor, producer, even a writer, 30 years old. Actress Annie Parisi is 34. She used to be on Law and Order. Boy, they go through the women on that show, don't they? That sit opposite of Sam Waterston. She was one of those women a couple of years ago, probably about 5 years ago, you would recognize her from that. Rock musician Bill Berry is 51 years old. Country crooner Chad Brock is 46 years old. Also celebrating birthdays, singer Gary Lewis is 64 years old. Actress Geraldine Chaplin is 65 years old. Mayor of Fresno, California, also celebrating birthday. Actor Alan Autry, 57 years old. And actor James Reed is 56 years old. Happy birthday to anybody who's blown out the candles on the cake. It was Casey Stengel who said the secret of managing is to keep the guys who hate you away from the guys who are undecided.
Fame, fortune, fat women.
Yeah. How about a beer?
Even better.
So long, farewell, I'll be the same good night. I hate
gentle to that good night.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning, Vietnam. What the heck is that supposed to mean?
Idiots!
Good morning!
Morning!
Good morning!
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.